Okay, Aqib Talib, his pre-draft scouting report.
This is wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders.
This is Justin Simmons.
This is Shane Ray, and I'm about to read what they said about me.
Gets caught peeking. I've been caught peeking a few times. I'm trying to give them picks, man. You got to pick sometime.
Will not out-muscle defensive backs for jump balls and is not a red zone target. I think some of my film shows that I've went over a couple guys in the past 2 or 3 years.
All right, he's got Emmanuel Sanders there. Sanders has it. He stepped out of a tackle down the west sideline. A huge gain.
5'9", or 5'10", or 5'11", whatever size I am, you have to figure it out. But you're wrong about that. I'm sorry.
Excellent plant and drive. Often reading the quarterback for a chance to pounce. Pretty accurate, pretty accurate. Will gamble too much at times to make the pick. Pretty accurate, you know. It's probably better suited to be a zone scheme cornerback. I haven't played zone since I've been in the NFL. So that wasn't accurate at all.
And Rockets one is going to be intercepted. Talib has it again. Talib's got his second of the game. Aqib Talib, his second interception of this half.
Has elite power for his size, explodes off the line like a coil spring, rushes the passer with extreme passion and purpose. I would say that's about right, you know, if you were really looking at my film, you know, you could see the coil.
Brady in trouble, he's hit by Shane Ray, and down he goes, his seventh sack of the season.
My calves aren't that big, but, you know, I was coming off the ball, that's all that matters.
Can be boxed out by tall receivers and out-muscled for 50-50 balls. I don't really know about that one. I ain't seen it yet.
Possesses thin, lanky frame that doesn't have much room for additional bulk, can be dragged for a ride against size when tackling. I don't like that one too much. I don't know about that one. We're gonna have to see about that. I don't know about that one.
Rivers in the gun. He'll be hit and sacked. That is Justin Simmons, the rookie out of Boston College.
He probably fits the number 3 or 4 receiver description more than a number 1 or a number 2. But he should be able to contribute early as a return specialist. Boy, were y'all wrong about that.
Marshall is a bit short for the position and has a tough time once in his pass set to make plays on the ball. You know, it makes no sense. I'm the tallest linebacker, inside linebacker that we have, so.
The ball's intercepted by the Broncos. Are you kidding me? Intercepted by Brandon Marshall.
At times was engulfed and glued to the bigger tackles he faced. Well, if you're attacking a guy like a spider monkey, I mean, most likely you're going to get glued to him sometimes. And, I mean, those guys, that's, listen, go watch the film of me putting guys on their back now and see if it's the same.